always called it calling shotgun. My sister has 5 children, all grown up now, but I can remember how traveling with them was a nightmare. It didn't matter if we were just going to the park or headed out to a restaurant or headed out for a long trip, and with every stop in a long trip, there was a big fight about who was going to sit in the front seat, and if you didn't get to sit in the front seat, who was going to sit in the seats behind the driver. Nobody wanted the back seats. And that kind of seems like what James and John, the disciples, are doing here. They've been riding with Jesus, and they've decided they want to call shotgun. They're looking for the best seats. They feel like they've earned them. They feel like they deserve recognition. So you can't really blame them for asking. They feel like they've given up a lot to follow Jesus. And they want to see the rewards. They want to know that it's making a difference. But Jesus responds to them, "Not so with you." The usual path of glory and recognition, the usual connection of sacrifice and loyalty with comfort and security, not so with you. Jesus tells them things are going to be different for them. The life Jesus is offering is different for them. Jesus says that the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Helen Green describes this as Jesus working to buy us back. To buy us back by showing us a way of life that's different from the devastating cycle of looking for glory and joy and peace in all the wrong places. Because we've all experienced what happens when we operate by the world's definitions of glory and of joy and of peace. We all know how messed up we can get when we get self-centered. those words when you feel yourself so worried about getting someplace or getting something done that you get grumpy with everybody around you. Not so with you. Maybe you can remind yourself of those words when you engage in conversation and find yourself pontificating